I think one of the rather interesting ones, which we, when we amalgamated the clubs, well, he would have told you about the how it all worked. Mm. And we had actually amalgamated, but at that stage we could only use the front part of the theatre. We could only go back as far as the stage. Beyond that, the rooms were used by Welland Department Store as their recreation club. They had a billiard table and table tennis and things like that in there. And the then director of managing director of the Welland Department Store was Bill Griffin, who was a great friend of ours, and also Louis Davis, who was then the chairman of the barn. Mm. And we were very involved with him with the music hall. So we thought, we took him out for lunch, actually, with his wife, and we made the suggestion that they didn't really use the back premises all that much with his the recreational group. If we could take over all that space, it would be such an asset for the Barn Theatre Club. And in exchange, we would be more than happy to give free membership to the Barn Theatre for, say, 5 years to all the his members. And happily, Bill said yes, and that enabled us to then spread backwards, so to have rehearsal space, wardrobe. In fact, we then took over the entire building, which made all the difference in the world.
Yes, well, before we had the barn, we could only rent it for 2 weeks, and all the different societies moved in and took over for 2 weeks. The rest of the time, it was empty. Yes. So, of course, you had to get a set built, rehearse on stage, and the thing open, and it was very hairy.
Yes.
And building sets, of course, takes quite a lot of time. And in those days, most of the people building sets were working.
I know.
I'm sure Derek was, and certainly my husband was.
Yes.
And so you'd come in after the evening and set two, and very often work through 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Goodness.
Many's the time.
Yes.
Somewhat buzz-eyed. There was one occasion, I think, when people were on the working on the set, and they heard these footsteps purposefully coming down, and they all froze. It was a policeman. He'd seen the light on and wanted to.
Lovely.
So he came in and had a cup of coffee, and all was well.
Well, what year would that have been? Roughly?
Oh, it would be, well, pre-69, so.
Yes.
60s.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you had to take down the stage at the same speed.
Yep. On the. On the Sunday, of course, as we still do.
Yes.
It was, I was trying to think of the play, and Eric Farley had done a lovely painting of a, it was Wayward Way, of a scene on the back site. And we all loved this. It was a lovely street scene with St. Paul's at the end.
Mm.
And in the end, because none of us wanted to break it, we all stood with a paintbrush. And said, 1, 2, 3, get, well, rushed at it and painted it out. I know I was the only female in it, so I was well looked after.
Sounds good.
Yes. It was the one, The Rainmaker. The Rainmaker, that's right. And then I, Hostage.
Hostage.
The Hostage, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it had the memorable line, actually. one of the characters, who was the prostitute.
Yeah.
She came on stage and somebody asked her to do something. She said, "Do you mind? I've been flat on my back all day."
Yes.
We still remind her. So by amalgamating, we all made it a much stronger open all hours theatre.
Yes, yes.
Well, funnily enough, I think it's Plaza Suites, which I did with Hugh Croydon. It's a 3 one-act plays in a way, Plaza Suite, by Neil Simon. And it was just the two of us. It's the one where the bride locks herself in the bathroom.
Right.
That Jan played it later and won the All Winners Festival.
Yes, very successfully.
Yes.
It's a super play, and I think I enjoyed that because it was lovely playing with Hugh, and it was two-hander has a great attraction, you know, you've just...
Yes.
Against them. But I've had some lovely parts. And
yes.
Loved it.
Yeah.